Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The consolidation of Ohio's newspapers continues. Gatehouse Media, the owner of the Columbus Dispatch and many other Ohio papers, is buying another media giant, Gannett Media, for $1.4 billion. Here to talk about it is Nicole Kraft, a journalism professor at Ohio State and a longtime journalist here in Central Ohio herself. Welcome back to the program, Nicole.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
In the broadest sense, what do you think this means for local journalism in Ohio?
You know, I think this is what it means for local journalism is what it means for journalism across the country, which is the consolidation of media means less voices representing percentages of the population. It's not what you want to see for a flourishing democracy to have less voices in discussion here. And Gannett was certainly a major player for a long time in the newspaper business. And it became a giant because it ate other publications and other chains of publications across time. So I think we're really seeing, as we've seen with a lot of other industries, this consolidation of voices, consolidation of thought, and I'm not sure that's really a good thing for any of us except, you know, maybe Gatehouse.
It's staggering to think about this, but most Ohio newspapers will have a single owner. We've been seeing consolidation for quite a few years now, but that's a heavy thing to say, that most Ohio papers will have a single owner.
Yeah, and when you think about, you know, the fact that Columbus had it, what was considered to be an independent paper up until fairly recently when the Wolves owned the Dispatch, and, you know, really, you know, Columbus had a history of having a really competitive newspaper market when it had the Citizen Journal. And what we've seen across the country is, you know, communities that flourished with at minimum two newspapers, but a lot of times three, four newspapers are now coming down to one voice. And, you know, we know from the model that we see with Gatehouse is they centralize a lot of their duties, so their design elements and, you know, the way the paper's laid out, their copy editing. So things that were done locally are now being done far from locally and being done by far less people.
Is this necessarily all bad? Gannett presumably sold out for a reason. Perhaps they were in financial trouble. Does this make Gatehouse perhaps more nimble and able to cover more news, or does it do anything else positive?
Well, I think the fact that Gatehouse is willing to make investments in media is a positive. And the fact is that we've seen papers that have gone under when people are not sustaining them. You know, most notably, The Vindicator going out of business is really huge for that community. So the fact that we're going to have papers that are being continued because of Gatehouse's commitment, I don't want to underestimate that at all. Of course, it also puts it on the other side of it, which is, you know, if there were financial challenges with Gatehouse, you know, who's going to come along and save those papers at that point when we have, such a significant consolidation of resources in one pot?
When I went to journalism school 20 years ago, I wanted to be a newspaper writer, but I pivoted to radio when I saw what I thought was this looming demise of the paper industry. How are your current students viewing the newspaper industry today? Are they demoralized by it, or how do you think they're feeling?
I think that we're kind of getting, we can't get stuck on the term newspaper. I think there's a lot of media out there that's being created, a lot of different forms of media. We really have a lot of opportunities for students to flourish in the news environment. It may not be in a print publication, and their voices may be a bit more tailored to specific audiences as opposed to the general marketplace. But, you know, we're placing students in a lot of really great positions and jobs are out there that are hiring the students that we're producing. So I certainly am not seeing demoralized students. I'm seeing students that are incredibly engaged and committed to what journalism means, which is the telling of truth and the informing of the public so that we are as comprehensive and objective as we can be to make sure that the public knows the information they need to know. And I think we're all still out there fighting that fight, and we will be for a good long time.
Nicole Kraft is a journalism professor at Ohio State and a longtime Central Ohio journalist. We've been talking about Gatehouse Media, the owner of the Columbus Dispatch, buying Gannett Media. That means most Ohio newspapers will now have a single owner. Nicole Kraft, thanks again.
It's great to be with you, Steve.